So in the book of Exodus, I think it's that very famous line here that that actually is in the Psalms, but it's talking about what's happened. And, you know, we all watch the Ten Commandments, so we remember the scene of Moses, a child in Heston, coming down with the tablets in each hand, and then coming up to all of the music and the dancing and the golden calf that they all celebrate. And it says, and there's the line I think that's so important that has been the story since the beginning, is our fathers made a calf in Horeb and adored a molten image. They exchanged their glory for the image of a grass-eating bullock. You know, they forgot about God who had saved them. I mean, our challenge has always been in the Psalms, and is that forgetting about God and worshiping these idols. And sometimes we can even do that in the church in the name of faith, one putting other things in the place of God and worshiping those. We always, one of the faculty members in our seminary would always say, just remember that finger that points to the moon is not the moon. But oftentimes we get obsessed with the finger that's pointing to the moon. And so these things that point to God and that lead us to God are not God themselves. And oftentimes, that's what sometimes we can make our God. We can make God or turn into idols. Even our own wills, our own ideas, what we want, become a God to us. And we exchange the glory that God has given us, which is that we say that doing God's will in our life, by starting to worship other things. Sometimes it's easy to talk about things like money or wealth, power, worshiping these things and exchanging them. But even some other things, like sometimes making gods into certain rituals that or certain prayers, I do this, and that becomes more important than God, who's from which that's supposed to be leading us to. You know, sometimes I'll come in here, sometimes make a little change, make some people all upset. They all get angry, they leave, and I'm like, what are you worshiping? The ritual, or are you worshiping the God that leads us to these things? It's always a challenge for people of faith. And it's been since the beginning of time to make sure that God is the one we worship and God is the one that we praise and never exchange that for something less than God or turn these things into God. But you have to really, really love when Moses starts to challenge them as to, how come, Aaron? What did you do for these people? And you just kind of love this idea. He said, they came and they asked me to make to make us a God to be our leader. So Aaron, because Aaron's the one who was leading them while Moses was up getting the Ten Commandments. And he says, I told them, let everyone who has gold or jewelry take it off and give it. And they gave it to me. And I threw it into the fire and this calf came out. So it's like, you know, it's not my fault. I mean, I just put it in there and then this came out. And so we started worshiping it. And the sort of excuses for sometimes why we exchange what belongs to God, and we exchange that for something a lot less than God. And we as people of faith always, always have to be careful of that as well, especially because we're ritualistic people, that even our ritual, remember that leads us to God, that the ritual itself is not God. And therefore, we have to make sure that we keep it that way. But what's more also important in the phrase, and one last thing, is that it says they exchange their glory for the image of a grass-eating bullock. You know, this idea that sometimes when we put other things ahead of God in our life, that we become less, we lose our glory, you know, and who God is called us to. Because when we worship God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Jesus Christ, you know, the Father of Jesus Christ, then we ourselves share in that glory. It doesn't take anything away from us, but makes us more of who God has called us to be. But when we start worshiping something less than God, then we lose even our own glory that God has given us.